Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 5 through 11, and the Reverend Dan Galschut is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 5 through 11. For you are all children of light, children of the day. We are not of the night or of the darkness, so then let us not sleep as others do, but let us keep awake and be sober. For those who sleep, sleep at night, and those who get drunk at night. But since we belong to the day, let us be sober, having put on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet the hope of salvation. For God has not destined us for wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, so that whether we are awake or asleep, we might live with him. Therefore, encourage one another and build one another up, just as you are doing. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Grace and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Hallelujah. Next time I get to preach, it won't be Easter anymore, so I have to get as many of those in as I can. From 1942 to 1944, Anne Frank kept a diary in which she recorded her thoughts and feelings about the war and her family's need to hide from Nazi persecution. Their hideaway was a number of secret rooms in an Amsterdam warehouse. When daytime workers were around, the family tried to maintain absolute silence, but when the warehouse was emptied out, they could listen to broadcasts from London. On June 6, 1944, they heard the official announcement, "This is D-Day. The invasion has begun." And that night, Anne wrote in her diary, "Is this really the beginning of the liberation we've talked about, but still seems too good, too much of a fairy tale to ever come true? We don't know yet, but where there's hope, there's life." Now, it took some time to liberate Amsterdam, time that Anne and her family didn't have. They were betrayed and arrested. Anne died at the Bergen-Belsen concentration camp about half a year later. But her written words have just as much weight today, nearly 100 years later. Where there is hope, there is life. Paul says quite a bit about hope in today's reading. This reading is typically paired with the parable of the talents or with the parable of the 10 virgins at the very end of the church year. And 1 Thessalonians 5 has an apocalyptic tone. The apostle writes, "You are children of light, children of the day. Let us be sober, having put on the breastplate of faith and love, for a helmet the hope of salvation. For God has not destined us for wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us so that whether we are awake or asleep, we might live with him." He says, encourage one another, build one another up, just as you are doing. Now, I crunched the numbers in anticipation of today's sermon and discovered that when I served in the parish, I officiated a funeral every 4 to 6 weeks for 15 years. It's a lot of funerals. Some were for very faithful and aged believers who had finished their race full of grace and wisdom. Some were untimely deaths connected to tragedies. Some were for children and even babies. Regardless of the circumstances, I began every funeral by leading the family in private prayer. And one of the readings I would always share was 1 Thessalonians. "We do not want you to be uninformed about those who are asleep, that you may not grieve as those who have no hope. For since we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so through Jesus, God will bring with him those who have fallen asleep. Therefore, encourage one another and build one another up, just as you are doing." At the time of death, families hear all sorts of things, mostly from people with good intentions, that bring little to no lasting comfort. Rather than adding to the pile of empty platitudes, Paul points us to where true hope is found. He points us to the gospel. He points us to Jesus. He makes a sharp distinction between those who are of the darkness, those who are of the night, and those who are children of the light. He even echoes his great teaching from Ephesians 6 and reminds the Thessalonians, reminds us, that Christians are given powerful armor from God. But here he lists just two items: the breastplate of faith and love, not typically where our minds go, we think righteousness, the breastplate of faith and love, and the hope of salvation as a helmet. Now, culturally speaking, hope is a word that has been stripped of much of its meaning through the years. We use the phrase to anticipate excitement for a good meal or for the outcome of a ball game. You know, I really hope we have pizza tonight. We've said that before. The Elpida, the hope mentioned in 1 Thessalonians 5, is confident trust in what is not seen. Grounded in Christ's resurrection with patient expectation, we believers hope in the promise of his return to glory. And as we wait, we don the armor of God, eschewing the drunken debauchery of the world for the things of the Lord, for we are the children of the light. Like the five wise virgins, our lamps remain aglow. Like the 5 and 10 talent servants, we are faithful with what the Lord has entrusted to us. And through it all, we remain hopeful. Through celebrations and tragedies, through life and death, through the flightiness of youth and the busyness of the messy middle and the uncertainties of old age, hope remains. And where there is hope, there is Christ, and where there is Christ, there is salvation. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.